Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care 93.7. Opportunity to talk about Jefferson County North, and we start here with the girls' head coach, that is Steve Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, you're two games in. Last week, a victory over Pleasant Ridge, 38-30. Tuesday night this week, a loss against Morehill Mounts Academy, 42-28. We'll dive into that Ravens matchup here in just a moment, but how would you assess the team here through two games?
You know, one, we still got to get healthy. We got some people out, with injuries and sickness. We'll get them back. We'll get to know a little bit more about us. But I thought we played ahead of where I thought we would be at. And then last night, I thought we played more of what I kind of expected on Friday night. So I don't know. We just got to get some continuity in of what we're doing and get everybody at practice. Like I say, we've had two games and I think 16 practices, and we've had everybody on our whole team together for just a little bit of last Friday night. Other than that, we've had people missing.
How challenging is that to just kind of shuffle the pieces? It's hard to really kind of gauge what you're going to be able to do in practice, not knowing, you know, maybe how many girls you're going to have or just what the case may be. Just how challenging is that from a coaching perspective?
Oh, it's been a huge challenge. You know, we've got, you know, 11 girls out, so if we're missing one or two, which we have been, like I say, we've never had a practice with 10 girls, and that just makes it rough trying to simulate what we want to do, trying to get our stuff up and running, and, you know, like I said, we handled it pretty well last week coming in on Friday. I thought we played really well out of that, but we just need more consistency.
42-28, the loss against Morehill Mounts Academy on Tuesday. What would you say maybe is kind of the big difference in that game?
We were pretty stale offensively, I thought, and then we let Morehill control the boards, and they were able to kind of give out any rebound they wanted. We'd give them second and third shots, and we weren't getting more than one on our end. So they were aggressive. They were kind of out-hustled us a little bit. It's one of those things that, you know, you hate to have a loss, but hopefully if we can learn from the things we did wrong last night and build on that, then, you know, hopefully it'll be a plus for us down the line.
Is it really a scenario most coaches would really kind of say that, you know, the first few weeks before really the Christmas break, a lot of it is just more focusing on yourselves more so than the opponents? Is that kind of similar for you?
Yeah, I would say this year more than any, yes, that's what we need to be doing. The last couple of years, really in the past, we've spent more time probably, you know, focusing more on the opponent. But right now we are just trying to get, you know, find our identity, find where we're at and what we're going to do. And I think that will come. And, you know, really even last year and the year before, we started kind of slow. Hopefully it doesn't take us as many games to get going, but we got a good core group that's got some experience. I think we can come out of it. We just got to, you know, keep working on it.
Then you return back to the home floor on Friday. You get Horton, another matchup inside the Northeast Kansas League, and they're off to a 1-1 start. They got a win over McClouth last week, 48-44, but they lost to Valley Falls Tuesday night, 41-34. And, you know, we just kind of talk about focusing on yourselves, but how much do you know on the opposite side here about this Horton team here early on, and what kind of ball game do you expect from them this week?
Well, it's going to be a tough game. I know they got some size. Seems like they always get some size up there, and we've got size, so we're going to have to rebound a lot better than what we did on Tuesday night. I know they're a decent team because I think Valley's a decent team. You know, all of our league is pretty competitive this year. If you don't come out ready to play, anybody could get anybody, but I think from what I heard, they had a lead on Valley with like 3 minutes to go. So, you know, we just got to, again, focus on what we need to do and try to get better at what we're doing offensively and defensively. And then if we can keep them off the boards, we'll be a big part of the game.
There it is. Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us. A 1-1 start to their campaign, and also their opponent this week will be 1-1 as well as they take on Horton on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Horton this week. We will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon.